following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the YPod, your go-to source for weird answers and unfactual entertainment. I'm your host, Grant, and with me I have neckbeard goatee, Rob.
Wait, I don't have a neckbeard. And also, we discussed this earlier. You are a producer with your lack of energy. I guess you have more energy now than you did earlier.
I'm faking energy, okay? I'm an actor. Good job. I host, I act.
I host, I act. I feel like there should be like a third sentence there. I host, I act.
I sleep.
That should be your new Twitter banner thing.
Okay, I'm changing it right now. This week's question was on the Facebook page by Erin Carlton. She asked, why do we have those little pockets in our jeans?
You know how when you go into your grandma's house and she has like a really old item that just can't be used and it's like, why don't you throw this away, grandma? And then she's just like, this is from back in my time, you know? Do you have grandparents?
Like canned food.
Not like canned food because, well, I guess canned food is pretty old. I guess like canned food.
My great-grandpa had hot dogs in his freezer. They were like really, really old hot dogs, though. It's like they kept in his freezer.
What are those old man spots that you get when you become an old man?
Liver spots.
Is that what those are?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think that package of hot dogs is older than I was, though.
Dogs have like liver spots?
I don't think so.
Because that's how you can really tell how old a hot dog is.
You cut it open and count the rings.
But yeah, it's back in the 1800s when those pockets were invented. It was like the mid-1800s to be not exact. But their hands were way smaller than our hands are now. Like, our hands have gotten bigger since then. So pockets were just naturally that size. But then over time, our hands started to get bigger and stuff. But some people had big hands and some people had, like, the regular-sized hands. So what happened is they were like, we can't, like, sell pants anymore. We can't just make one pair of pants with the big pockets and one pair of pants with the small pockets. So what they did is they used the small pockets so that, like, the people with the small hands could put their hands in them in the, like, regular-sized pockets, which now everybody has those sized hands. So we forgot why we have those pockets there, which now we just use those pockets to hold really small amounts of food or coins.
You think 200 years ago, we had very tiny little baby hands?
Are you contesting me?
Yes. Who has the hands that small?
People in the 1800s, Grant.
How'd they get anything done? People from the 1800s had to, like, work for their food and farm and mine with their little tiny baby hands.
Why do you think it took them so long to get cars? They couldn't make cars until, like, the 1900s because they couldn't mess around with, like, those small hands, man.
How'd the hands grow so quickly?
It was a mutation at first, but it was a dominant gene. Large hands are dominant. That's why if you see family with large hands, oh, that's gonna spread soon.
So at what point did the tiny hand people die out?
I'm gonna say that they all died in the war.
You know the 1800s was not that long ago. They completely lose tiny hands.
That's why they all died in the war, man.
Because they couldn't hold their guns?
Yeah, they were just like, we can't use this weaponry.
I can't hold the gun and pull the trigger at the same time. Why'd they even join? Why'd they enlist?
It wasn't they enlisted, it was like in France or like countries like that where it was just, we're just a part of the war because we're in Europe. I'm talking about World War II, by the way. You didn't give me a chance to elaborate, but it was World War II. That's the war that they all died out. If you go to like other countries or like islands around the world, you can still find some tiny hands.
But there's still people alive from World War II, but all the tiny hand people died is what you're saying.
Exactly, because all the tiny hand people were in their 80s or something during World War II.
They were fighting in their 80s with the little tiny hands.
So they weren't fighting, Grant. They were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So you have these 80-year-old men with tiny little baby hands fighting against Hitler and the Nazis.
He wasn't fighting against Hitler directly, but they were definitely persecuted, you know? They had work camps for them, but it was like really inefficient because they couldn't get anything done.
So are you saying Hitler succeeded in at least one genocide of baby hand people?
I'm just saying that after the war, they were so old that they just didn't have much longer and that big hands are a dominant gene. What don't you get about this?
How people functioned with those tiny hands. How big were their feet?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Were their hands proportional to their arms? Or were they just like, just really tiny little...
Grant, you're asking me as if I was there. I wasn't there. I just know stuff.
Aren't there pictures, drawings?
I mean, there's a really poorly drawn drawing somewhere, I imagine.
With an accurate picture of a hand? Like when they trace their hands. You know how you ever do that as a kid?
Yeah, remember when you were a kid and you would do like the Thanksgiving where you would like put your hand on the paper? You would draw out a turkey, kind of?
Yeah.
They would draw a tree branch.
They all had just like really tiny turkeys.
Exactly. It was like, this is not going to feed our family. This is a baby duck at best.
Whoa, wait. So what did babies have? If adults have baby hands, did the babies have like baby hands?
They just had small hands, man. I don't know what to say. They weren't baby hands. They can fit in the small pockets.
And they didn't have any big pockets.
Right. Well, not until like the 1900s. But like, can you like find me a pair of pants that has those pockets? Because
the baby pockets? The baby hand pockets?
That have both pockets.
Have both pockets. Yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah, my khakis have it on, my jeans have it on.
Give them to me right now. I want to see them. I want to examine them on the air. Oh, never mind. Our roommate Johnny, who is not taking my job, is in on this.
He's our lovely assistant. See?
Exactly.
You can't stick your hand in. You can barely stick two fingers in that hole.
I'm just... Yeah, this is where my fingers go. This is weird.
So 1800s hands were smaller than two of your fingers.
I'm just saying that they fit in there. Yeah, it's just, you know, how, like, evolution takes its course and sometimes it works really fast.
Yeah, in 200 years.
That's just how evolution works.
Yep, I agree.
Whoa, this is so weird, but this pair of pants only has the old pocket on the one side.
Yeah, they're always on the right side. You are very uninformed on this topic.
Whoa. Are they, like, transitioning them out of pants? Like, first they're taking them out of the left pocket and then the right pocket later?
No. Wow. They've always been there. I'm going to start answering my question because you're asking me the question, so I'm going to go to my part now. So, they've always been on the right side. They were always there. They're there for clocks. Pocket watches. That's why our pocket watch, that's a clock pocket. Hmm. That's where they kept their pockets in the 1800s. I was so shocked. You're getting it right for the most part. And then you transitioned to baby hands. I was just like, oh, never mind.
I had a friend who told me that they were for pocket watches, but I didn't believe him.
So it was used by, like, cowboys and stuff in the West, and they just put their pocket watch in their, like, in their pocket, and Levi jeans. Levi jeans were the first ones to make this.
Wait, Johnny, give me those jeans back again. What pocket watch fits in here? I'm calling BS on this, man.
Here's my pocket watch. Into the
pocket. Oh, it doesn't fit.
It fits perfectly.
Oh, it does
fit. It's the perfect size for a pocket watch.
Oh, dang, that is so true.
It was like it was made for it.
This is a very nice pocket watch, may I add. Where did you get this fine pocket watch?
You gave it to me for Christmas.
I just wanted to bring that up also.
But anyways, when they first came out with the jeans, there was only three pockets. One on the back, and then... Well, no, there's four pockets. There was two up front, one on the back, and then there was the tiny pocket. There was no left butt pocket.
What about the left-handed people who had pocket watches?
Then they were out of luck. They had to be right-handed.
It's a good thing I outlived the pocket watch thing.
Yep. Levi's, like, old-fashioned. They kept the design, and people have adapted to it and started using it for, like, other things in day-to-day life. Like, it is now commonly referred to as either a coin pocket, or a condom pocket, or a match pocket, or a ticket pocket. A
ticket pocket?
Yep.
What kind of ticket do you put in there?
I don't know, like a movie theater ticket, maybe? Parking ticket?
I guess so. Why do you keep parking tickets in your pocket?
Like the stub, you know, when you go to a garage?
I guess so.
And that concludes this week's episode of the Y-Pod.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody who's been submitting questions. If you have another question you want to submit, you can submit it to Twitter. Just do hashtag OctothorpeWP. Grant will check them, like, really often over there. Or you can submit it to our Facebook page. We always check the Facebook page before each show. Anything else to say about jeans, pocket watches, tickets?
I would just like to thank Aaron Carlton for another question submission on Facebook. And make sure to tune in next week for another question.